We're all familiar with the beginning of Parshas Chayisara. So in the beginning of Parshas Chayisara, Sara Imenu leaves this world at the age of 127, Kulan Shavim L'Teiva. And Avram Avinu comes from the Akedah Chazal, say, he's maspid Sara. And then after he's maspid Sara, he gets busy negotiating and handling a burial plot for Sara. Now, Avram Avinu knew where he wanted to bury Sarah. He wanted to bury her in Hebron, which is, like the Ramban famously says, the place that all the tzaddikim had a taiva to be buried. That's where Adam Arishan and Chava were buried. And that's where he wanted to bury her. But it belonged to Hebron. It belonged to Ephron, I should say. And he had a handle with Ephron to be able to take possession of it. If you go through the psukim, and we've seen these psukim literally 1,000 times. This is from the first psukim we've ever learned as Kleine Kindlech. But if you go through these psukim, there's a little bit of a mystery. The pasuk says, "Vayokam Avram me'al pnei Mesai." Avram Avinu gets up from Sarah, "Vayidaber al bnei Ches loimer," and he begins to talk to the bnei Ches, and he tells them as follows: "Ger v'toishav anoichi imachem." Rashi says, if you want, I can be a Taisha, but I'm happy to be a Ger. Tnuli achuzas kever imach. And the Ekbra Mesi Milofani, will you please present me with a kever? I want to bury Mesi, I want to bury my wife. Vayanu b'nei cheses Avram le'emar. So the b'nei ches, they responded. And they said, Shema'enu adoini, nisieli him ata b'saychenu, b'mifchar k'farenu k'fares me'secha. You pick and choose whichever caver it is you want. You can go and you can bury your mace in that caver. He was very makatoiv. And kederech hamakirei toiv, like the Sefarim says, he went and he bowed down to him. And he starts talking to them. And he says, "Yeshes nafshechem likbaras meisim milfanai shemauni upigu li be'efron ben tzaycher." You told me I can get and pick and choose where I want to bury Sarah. I want to bury Sarah in the plot of Ephron ben tzaycher. No. The Yitin Lias Marasa Machpela. I'm hoping he'll give me the Marasa Machpela Ashaloi. Ashebik Te Sodeu Bekesef Molo Yitnen Olibe Soichachem Lachuzesker. No, either way, the Pasuk says that Avram is introduced to Ephraim. They start talking, and in the beginning, Ephraim talks a big game, and at the end, Avram Avinu has to pay him Mamish Tab Dollar. Oivel Soicher. The Briskerov, as brought down in the Shurim from Shulam David Alevi, asked, if you think about it, why was Avram Avinu handling with the Bnei Ches? Meaning, what exactly was the role of the Bnei Ches? At the end of the day, Avram Avinu knew exactly where he wanted to bury Sarah. He wanted to bury Sarah where? He wanted to bury her in Maras HaMachpelah. Who owned Maras HaMachpelah? Ephron is the one that owned Maras HaMachpelah. So really, who he has to handle with is Ephron, which is who he handles with. So why are the Bnei Ches playing such an important role? Right, Vayedabra Bnei Ches Slem is all over the Bnei Ches, back and forth. This goes all the way to Shani, right? He's very busy with the Bnei Ches. Why is he spending so much time with the Bnei Ches? Right, who cares about the Bnei Ches? At the end of the day, who is he handling with? He wants Ephron. So why is he talking to the Bnei Ches? And the Briskerov mutched very much with this kasha. Who are the Bnei Ches? Like, what is their role in the story? Right, you think they bought from Avram didn't buy from the Bnei Ches. He bought from Ephraim. So he started handling with the Bnei Ches. What, he made the introduction? Like, what's going on over here? So Rav Shulam David said that the Briskerov had two mahalchim. The second mahalch that the Briskerov had was that he was worried, Avram Avinu, a little bit, that the Bnei Ches maybe would shter. He was just worried a little bit. So what he did was, v'lochein hischakim Avram Avinu upano lebnei ches bevachkosha shehem yu hishtadlonim b'mechira u'memela al koponim lo yikalkulu. Like this, at the very least, they're not going to shter. Right, sometimes it's kedai to have somebody on your team, not because you need him, push it so he shouldn't shter. So Avram Avinu was just being a shrewd businessman. And he said, what can go wrong? See, he goes through the entire risk analysis. And he says, how do I know that the bnei ches are not going to chap a little bit? I don't know. They're going to come up with some taina, right? Some good old-fashioned anti-Semitic. Do I know? I don't know. I don't know. We don't know much about the Bnei Ches. They're from Chiti, I think, right? But the bottom line is, they might come and they're going to have tainas and something is going to happen. And if that's the case, he says, let me neutralize them. You know how I neutralize them? I make them part of the geschäft. I give them COVID. You're part of it. I ask them for advice. When you introduce me to Ephron, Avram Avinu had to pay a broker's fee. He couldn't go straight to Ephron. He said, why do you have to do this? The terrace is, he got them involved. Push it, Mamela al Koponim lo yakal. Brilliant. This is what Maron Agris said. Oh, but the emes is like this. You want to know who asked this kasha? The Rechaim HaKadosh asked this kasha. He asks it off and on. He actually asks it in a pretty dramatic way. The pasuk says, Vayokum Avrami al pnei Mesoi, Vayidaber el bnei Ches Lemar. Lamar, what's Lamar? Mivaidabra Hashem Amoisha Lamar, right? All the Niglan the Nister of Lamar. So why is this a Lamar? Listen to the words of the Arachaim HaKadosh. Oy dir to loss is tam. Lama hutzuch Avram ledabra b'nei ches. Why did Avram Avinu even have to talk to the b'nei ches? Gam laharich kol ha'omur b'inyin. And it's so ba'arichos. V'chi misha ha'yotzarech liknois achuzas kever. I saw the echo, the chorshoi oile noitoi. Ye tzorich laharim teva v'yoshveh. Right? He says if somebody wants to bury his wife, he has to be marim teva. The whole world has to treisel and has to shuckle. Because what? Because Avram Avinu had a baby. You want to bury your wife? Bury your wife. Lamar, you're getting the bnei ches involved. He's muching with what the Rav was muching void. But the bottom line is, this is the mucharai here of the Arachaim HaKadosh. Says the Arachaim Adova Nifla. He says, yesh loimar, the reason that Avram Avinu was handling with the bnei ches, even though he's not looking to buy the property of bnei ches, whose property is he looking to buy? He's looking to buy the property of Ephron, is because although Ephron owned the Maaros HaMachpelah, but the Bnei Ches owned property next to the Maaros HaMachpelah. And as a result, they had a schus of Dina de Bar Metzra. So Poshet, al Dina de Bar Metzra, Avram Avinu went and he handled with the Bnei Ches. He's not handling with the Bnei Ches because he thought he had a handle with the Bnei Ches. He's handling with the Bnei Ches because he held that they had a schus of Dina de Bar Metzra. And al Dina de Bar Metzra, he handled with them. And that's why, what did he do first? He went to the Bnei Ches. Is it okay if I buy a piece of bread? B'mivchar kfareinu, no worries. You pig, no one's going to get into it. Can I have that in writing? Boom, done. Now he just neutralized the Dina de Bar Metzra. Now he goes to Ephron, and he goes in and he buys from Ephron. And the Rechaim repeats this a few times in his commentary of the story of the Bnei Ches and Ephron and Avram Avinu. And he says, that's why the Pasuk keeps on saying that Avram Avinu bought. How? He bought it le'ene b'nei ches. La'avram le'mikna le'ene b'nei ches. B'chol b'y shari imoy. B'ozne b'nei ches. He wanted that every step of the way. Give the b'nei ches an opportunity. If you want to match it, I understand you have dina de bar metzra. And if you come with a claim of dina de bar metzra, I'm happy to negotiate with you too. But the bottom line is, we want to know the role that the b'nei ches played. The role that the b'nei ches played, Zokta Erechaim HaKadosh, was not stam there on the team. Shelo yekalkalu. That's what Marin Agris said. But the Erechaim HaKadosh said, they pushed out a schus over here. They had a schus mitzad the din of Dina de Bar Metzra. So I just had one hergish. The hergish is, the Gemara says in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chof Hei Amid Aleph, there's a pasuk in Sefer Yeshua that says, Haloi hi ksuva al Sefer Hayasha. It's another pasuk. In Sefer Shmuel Beis, Perek Aleph, it says, Vayomer l'lami b'nei Yehuda keshes hinei ksuva al Sefer HaYosha. And the Gemara asks, what is Sefer HaYosha? What's Sefer HaYosha? Pasha never heard of the Sefer. What's Sefer HaYosha? Says the Gemara, Tu Mahalchen. Om Rabbi Yochanan says, Ze Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov. It's referring to the Sefer Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov, Shenikru Yesharim. They were called Yesharim. Where do you find that Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, the Avos HaKadoshim, were called Yesharim? Shenemar, because Bilam referred to Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov as Yesharim. He said, Tomus Nafshi, Mois Yesharim. The next man, Dama, says that Sefer HaYosha is referring to Mishneh Torah. Why is Sefer HaYosha referred to as Mishneh Torah? Because in Mishneh Torah it says, Vasisa HaYosha V'atoiv Be'enei Hashem. Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, that's one pshat in the Gemara. Vasisa hayosha atoy b'enei Hashem. That's the other pshat in the Gemara. But you see one thing. You see from this Gemara that the Avos HaKadoshim, they were referred to as Yesharim. They were the ultimate grude righteous people. Incidentally, the Netziv has an incredible psicha to his Hamik Dover, where he talks about why Sefer Bereshis is called Sefer Hayasha. Sefer Bereshis is the Sefer of the Bria, of the Yetzirah, Ayin Ramban. Why is this referred to as Sefer Hayasha? And the Frat Bilam said, Thomas Nafshi, Mois Yesharim, all the kinna that he had from the Avos HaKadoshim, he referred to them as the Yesharim. I understand why he wanted to die the death of the others, that are B'misasam Kurim Chayim. That's easy. But the fact that he referred to them as Yesharim, and he says, Dvarim Neflam, he says, sometimes you have Tzadikim, but they're not Yesharim. And he says, that was the sin of Schinim that caused the destruction of the second base of Mikdash. And the way he describes the sin of Schinim was, they were Tzadikim, but they felt that any person who's Derech and Avodas Hashem was different than their Derech and Avodas Hashem is not a real Oyvein, Roy Lahargoy, and it led Mamish to the point of Sinah, which led to the sin of Schinim. Some of the things that Netziv said in this Psicha is Umali Mikra Amroy. You wouldn't be able to say. But the bottom line is, he says very, very sharp in terms of why it was that the Avos HaKadoshim were referred to as Yesharim. But the bottom line is, the Avos are referred to as Yesharim. Here you have a real life story with Avraham Avinu, who's being so sensitive to Dina de Bar Metzra. And what's the Makar to Dina de Bar Metzra? Says the Gemara above Metzio Kuf Chesam Aralf, it's for Sisa Hayosher Vehatoiv. That is the Makar to Dina de Bar Metzra. Here you have the Yeshorim of Sefer HaYosher, fulfilling the pshat of the other pshat in Sefer HaYosher. Be mekayim the inyan vasisa vayosher v'atoy. And I just had one hergish. We know Avraham Avinu had 10 nesiyonos. Shem Tzadik Yivchon was Avraham Avinu, and Avraham Avinu had 10 nesiyonos. So if somebody asks you, what was the 10th nesiyon of Avraham Avinu? Right? You don't have to list all 10. But what's the 10th nesiyon of Avraham Avinu? You'd say the Akedah. That's the pinnacle. Ato Yodati, right? That was the spitz. And the emes is, in the Sfarim, that is the 10th Nesayin. But it's to do with the Rabbeinu Yoina in his Pirush on Ovis, on the Mishnah, Asorah Nesayinus, Nesas Avraham Avinu. He lists the Nesayinus, and his 10th is Avraham Avinu handling with the Bnei Ches and Ephraim in the beginning of Parshas Chayesara. And there were many pulpit rabbis that give beautiful speeches trying to explain and understand why would that be such a big Nesayin, number one. And Befrat, after the Nesayin of the Akedah, one heritage that the Velt says is that Avraham Avinu could have thought after the Nesayin of the Akedah, Ebishtah, I've proved that I'm loyal, I proved that I'll do whatever you ask me to do. Can I catch a break? 5 seconds after the Akedah, Avraham Avinu just went through the Akedah. He climbed the top of the mountain. And what happens? His wife died. Machmas the Akedah. He has to start handling with the Bnei Ches and Ephraim. That fadraying in my cup, right? So there's this hergish that Avraham Avinu could say, I thought I proved it. After everything, you give me another nesayin. Sometimes that's the biggest nesayin. Sometimes the biggest nesayin in Amunah is that when a person overcomes a nesayin, and he does it in shining gnamish ways and even flying colors, he has to deal with a nesayin which may be echustig and qualitatively is not on the same level of nesayin. Abelamais, at the end of the day, the fact that he's dealing with another nesayin after his grace in nesayin sometimes can be bigger than the grace in nesayin, if that makes any sense. But there's another hergish that rabbis say. And that is that Avraham Avinu was having a long, hard day, right? I mean, Avraham Avinu just came back from the Akedah, quite the spiritual whirlwind, and now he comes and he has to bury his wife. And this Ephraim character, his Mam Chazal, wax poetic, right? He's considered like the worst person in history that anyone have ever had to do business with. So if you want Mamish, exhibit A for the person you don't want to handle with, Ephraim is that guy, right? And Avraham Avinu was handling with him. And yet, Avraham Avinu was oimid in the Nesayin, and he handled him like a mensch. Avraham Avinu, in this moment, in the ultimate matzav of Nesayin, where it was hard, and it would be very easy, bekisai, bekasai, or bekoisai, maybe not to behave this way. What did Avraham Avinu do? He behaved as the ultimate yosher. In fact, the whole arichas of the Bnei Ches, says the Aruch Chaim, is dina de bar metzra. What's the oimik? So good, so we're making such a big deal about dina de bar metzra. The oimik is, we're making a big deal of Avraham Avinu's hanhog. That is hanhog was to be sensitive to Dina de Bar Metzra, and not just Dina de Bar Metzra, I'm Shom Baruch Haim. He's being sensitive to this whole transaction. He wants to make sure that he's going to walk away with a Yosha, despite the fact that he's handling with Drekob, Ben Benoshal Drekob, and despite the fact that he's having a hard day. But Afal Pikin, that's the limud of the beginning of Parashas Chayisar. The limud of the beginning of Parashas Chayisar is the way Yisharim handles it. And Avraham Avinu is a Yosha, and the Torah is going to go and going to be Meirich Be'ofen HaFloga. The whole world dreitz achibel lemar l'dayrus mamish, like Chazal said, that this is the way you're supposed to handle. Avraham Avinu goes to the Bnei Ches and he handles with him lemar. The lesson is that sometimes a person's going through a difficult situation, and sometimes you catch a person in the wrong moment. It's not a teretz, it's not an excuse. Avraham Avinu just came from the Akedah and he just lost his wife, and Afal Pikein, Avraham Avinu handled like the ultimate yosher, Dina de Bar Metzra, etc., etc. And that maybe is the oimik of the teretz. That's why it's Avraham Avinu's talking to the Bnei Ches, Leimer, Leimer Ledeiris, Leimer Ledeiris. This is the way a yid has to fear.